other than the baseball, did you have you been around much? Have you traveled much?
Quite a bit. I'm in, wife and I both, we've been in about 38 different states. And some of them, Joe Fuller said, we flew through them, or over them, and drove through them. We didn't, never really traveled extensively.
Mm-hmm.
Never been out in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Never been abroad at all. In fact, never had any desire to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you active in clubs?
Yes. I've been very active in clubs, not as much as I have been in the past, in the last 4 or 5 years due to illness in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very active in Masonic work. And
mm-hmm.
I was active in the Swine. I was vice president of a Swine Club here on 5 different occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I was past master of the lodge here 4 different times. And 5 times were the patron of the Order of the Eastern Star.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rodeo Club, and the Lions Club, and the Kiwanis Club.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my attendance hadn't been too regular late, and of course, they all club. That's about the extent of it.
Well, sounds like about all there is. Any other civic groups or anything that you've done work with?
Not particularly, except I've been pretty active in the church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the key points, I guess, of my interest was when I was in Swindon was my desire was to help start and build a school for the spastic children, which we did.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of about 6 that started the school here, which has been very, very successful.
So that was the school that you pointed out as we were driving around, uh-huh.
And we enjoyed that, which that was strictly a charitable situation. We made the funds up through gifts, you know, to get the school started, completely donations. Since then, of course, the Board of Education taking over salaries for the teachers. It's made quite an expense. I think we have about 80-something pupils at the present time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does sound like a worthwhile thing to do.
Yeah, it's a wonderful project.
Where was your mother born?
Cedartown, Georgia.
Hmm. I don't know where that is. What county do you know? Or what part of the state, even?
It's
I've
not
heard
far
of it.
From Illinois.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Let's see, what county is it? Rightfully, I don't even know the county. Mm. I really don't.
Do you know how much education she had?
She was not a high school graduate.
Did she have some high school?
Yes, I think she had 1 year of high school. I believe that's correct.
Okay. And what, did she work at all?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
You have time to work with 9 children.
No. where was your father born?
He's born in Winston County.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I know where that is.
About 6 miles from Haverford.
Mm-hmm.
He's born right in the edge of the First National Forest.
Okay.
If he was living today, that would be exactly 111 years ago.
Gracious. Mm-hmm. And how much education did he have?
I believe he was a 10th grade student. He even taught school even in those days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you could without going to college.
Yeah. Well read. Not to have been a graduate or a college graduate.
Other than teaching, did he do any other work?
Yes, he was a carpenter by trade.
Mm-hmm.
A finished carpenter.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean exactly?
Cabinet builders, uh-huh. And what they used to call in those days, from my interpretation of some of the marks you want, they call them car knockers.
What?
Car knockers.
What is that?
Well, that's where they used to build mining cars for the mining industry.
Mm-hmm.
They made those of wood, hard oak.
Mm-hmm.
And they built these cars in a very rugged situation. They load coal in. When they used to load it, dig it with a pick and load it with a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
And what they called a hard sock. They just had a